What's happening, y'all? Welcome to ianellis.podbean.com. I'm joined by my favorite friend, Miss.
Hey, it's KB. How's everybody doing? I don't give a fuck. What am?
So, last night I was on a YouTube channel, Pop Vulture Incorporated. In our universe, we know him as Clickbait. Funny guy, good guy. And he was asking me, KB, when are you coming around? Because he's been hearing about this beef between you and CEO, and he can't wait for you to come on the show and smash him.
Well, lo and behold, ain't shit, I got to do this Sunday, so.
So get excited, guys. KB is coming with apologies.
Yeah, I have nothing this Sunday for once. It's been a hectic past couple of months, so. But yeah, I would definitely be with apologies for sure. This fucking Sunday, and the CEO. Bruh. Hopefully, he ain't gonna be. I know he ain't got no job, so
don't throw yourself down no stairs.
He should be available because he ain't work. He ain't doing shit, so
he ain't worth a damn.
He got time to comment on Facebook. He want it down. Why? You know they post jobs on Facebook. So you cook? Why you talking? Go to that job tab. Let's see if you can pick you up something. I'll help you with your resume.
It's a targeted ad. Mm-hmm. So, last week I was talking about this guy, Jimmer Nam. James Young Nam. Dude that's lightly doxed me.
Yeah.
So, first I have to thank him. Because he has started shit with the true crime community on YouTube.
Oh, shit. That's a deep squad. That's a squad right there. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
True crime is very popular on Netflix. This is a lot of 40 podcast. To 50-something white women solving crimes. Calling police up. Hey, I think I got some evidence. I got a theory. These are the bitches he decided to fuck with.
Shit, the police ain't doing their damn job anyway. Let some nosy-ass white ladies do the shit. We'll solve every fucking crime.
Can you white bitches figure out who shot Tupac? Can we get you over there? Dear mama, when you hoes grew up with that? Yeah, he keeps bringing me up, and now they're Googling me like crazy. Like, he keeps blaming all of his life's problems on Ian Ellis.
Not that he a pedophile? It has nothing to do with him being a pedophile?
Well, he says that that's just a troll, even though it's just us playing tape of things he said with his own mouth. For reasons only he understands.
Well, I have a feeling I know business.
We're on a podcast, just so you know, you're being recorded for quality assurance. This will be reviewed by the Council of Comedy. And
wait, is this really recording?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit. All right,
bring
I'm
your
sorry.
A game. No, you're fine. You're fine. You're slick.
Continue.
So, I have a YouTube channel. I have many YouTube channels. The Ross Dog LLC Universe is like 12 channels deep. And one of them that I never really plug is the Ian Ellis LLC.
Yeah.
And this
that one's been busy this week. I noticed.
This one keeps tabs on the people that we goof on. The people that we tease. So I try to watch every video because they're all pretty good, but some of them are really long, and if it's someone I don't care about, I don't watch it. So I haven't watched any Jimmer videos in about a year because I didn't give a fuck. Well, now I care. Now I'm paying attention, and I went back and watched them, and I implore you guys, go to Ian Ellis LLC and watch the Jimmer Nam saga, starting with the 311 video, going to him dealing with Lemon.
Dimmy.
Did I tell you in the true crime community that Lemon is like their queen bee? That's the head bitch in the true crime community.
Really?
Yeah. And they're dealing with Jimmer, and they're trying to reason with him like a person, and they don't realize he's not a person.
He's a troll.
There's no reaching him. Yeah.
You can't reason with trolls.
And he's destroying these white women, destroying
their
lives.
Existence is unreasonable.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Yeah.
And Jimmer's calling himself Le Champion. And the Le Champion just wants to see the world burn. So everybody, go to the ENL's LLC, watch the Jimmer Nam videos. I haven't bothered with Jimmer over these last years. Not to say that the LLC hasn't, but I haven't. Because I've been working the Mersh account. Okay, we all got different accounts in this universe. I'm in charge of making sure Mersh's life is a living hell. So, Merch done fucked up again, and he turned against this podcast called Pod Awful, and Pod Awful is destroying them. And Porcelain, who's big in the YouTube world, has gone the side of Pod Awful. This is a big get for them. This is a win for the campaign. And this dude, Matt Christian, went on their podcast and destroyed them live on their own show. Made them look like fools. The walls are closing in. The life is falling apart. And there's very funny Philip Wave videos about all of this. So everybody go check out Philip Wave.
For all the motherfuckers that follow trolling ass motherfuckers, this is... Go and enjoy.
We're bending reality. We're warping reality. I don't
understand. This motherfucker think he in Interstellar now. Like, he fucking Matthew McConaughey. We got into the Tesseract. Send in Morse code.
CEO saw that movie and he was like, why didn't he just tell him how to grow corn? Problem is, people were starving, right? Tell him how to grow corn.
Is he that stupid? Does he not know about the Dust Bowl? Read a fucking book. While you're unemployed, read books.
You got time.
And then look for a job on Facebook since you like to be on Facebook. Dear God, just grow some shit. What do you think happened to the fucking Irish in the famine? That's like telling the Irish in the famine, just grow potatoes already. We've tried. Yeah. We can't.
We're also beefing with Don A. The Don A Friday Night Live. Definitely don't subscribe to his channel. And he got me with a good one this week, KB. He had a good joke. He said the closest Ian has ever come to a vegetable is a pod bean. This motherfucker. Ian L. Stop pod bean.
No, I get it. That's just...
That's the best roast joke anybody's ever had. I've been in 9 roasts. Don A came original. That's all we ask. Come original. All
right. Okay, I guess we'll give him that.
So that's what I've been up to. How's your week going? Did you destroy any lives this week?
I destroyed a stage in Wisconsin.
Yeah, big cheese.
Yeah, I'm back up there. Apparently white people in Wisconsin really like my comedy. I don't know how I should feel about it. No, but
so it's like, is there a level where you like, you feel like you're not edgy enough if they like it?
No, I what's funny is it's always a conversation, because lo and behold, I don't know if I've realized it through comedy, that one of the biggest professions in the nation is teaching.
Those bitches are everywhere.
Those bitches are everywhere. And they're off 3 months a year. Lit as fuck. So,
that's why they're out there fucking the students. Because they showed up and they were still on Molly.
Hey, fam.
And fucking Corey was looking good.
Hey, bro. There's a few teachers where I was like, yo, fam. Like, there's this one teacher. She came in, she was 22. We were on like 22, 23, which is not that far from 17. That's 5 years. She had like siblings younger than
her. She went
students.
To school with the students. I had a math teacher in college that showed up in stripper heels. Clear heels, dressed like a thought.
So
that was at the community college side of things. That was a satellite campus shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Was that JJC?
I was like, I think I can fuck teach him.
Bro, she showed up, and she's gorgeous, Italian chick, gorgeous. It was cold out. This bitch showed up in like these leather
nipples were right,
leather boots to the knee,
thigh high.
Yeah, thigh high leather boots, and then a tight ass fucking sweater dress.
Looking delicious. She looked like a scoop of ice cream.
And we had a classroom of like behavioral issue boys. It was one girl and 19 fucking boys. So we had to stand outside.
They didn't want to get called to the board. They all sitting there with boners, passing books around for the first time ever. Hey, you know, I need a math book.
And so we had to stand outside our classroom for this shit. And I'm like, And so these two bad little motherfuckers come up like, what's up, Miss Barrett? I was the one that they came and let me hear their rap demos to and shit and just talked about life. She was the one that they was like, this boy walked up and he turned to his homie. He's like, yo, is that your teacher? And he was like, yeah. He was like, damn, I want to be in this class. I turned to this bitch when class started. I said, yo, you cannot wear what you're wearing right now. I know, we getting fucked up because it's a Friday after work. I know. We get fucked up after the shit. I'm with you. You cannot wear some spirit wear. Get you a hoodie, a pair of jeans.
Dress down. Stand down, home. Stand down.
I was like,
I had a math teacher. She would wear these loose button down shirts. You could see her bra. Everybody was trying to look down her shirt.
Now, my kids, they was, I remember I had a student that hit me up and was like, yo, oh, I did a show with him. And I watched one of the best bombings I've ever seen in my entire life. Anyways, so we did a show together, whatever, and,
Well, do you want to tell us about the bombing?
Yeah, I'll tell you about the bombing, but it was funny because I was outside smoking weed, and he's like, are you smoking weed? And I was like, yeah, dude, you grown. Like, I can't, this is what I do, okay? Like, he's like, nah, it's just like, me and a whole bunch of people were like, we bet Miss Marion smoke weed. And I was, and he hit up, he's like, James, man, you were right, man. Yeah, you were right, man. Like, yeah,
I do that with my bosses at work where I'm like, I know he gets fucked up. Nobody's eyes are that yellow that often for no reason.
Straight jaundice. But no, all right, so the bomb. All right. So
are there stages to the bomb?
Yes.
Like stages.
This was
of
a
15 grief.
Minute bomb.
God damn, this is painful. It's painful to think about. It's like getting kicked in the nuts.
Repeatedly.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm outside smoking. Now, I'm an unassuming comic. I don't talk. I'm usually really chill.
She's a ninja.
I still
got a jutsu. She come in with smoke. Smoke bombs and fucking leaves.
So I'm chilling. He's like, hey, you a comedian? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, because you know, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? He dressed like Russell Westbrook. He dressed like fucking...
You know, guys, pride comes before the fall.
He was wearing suspenders, a bow tie, an Oxford tucked-in shirt with slacks, and a belt. Suspenders like, and a belt.
Look like Urkel?
No, but a swaggy kind of Urkel, like Andre 3000 Urkel.
The Amigos Urkel?
And so this motherfucker comes up, and I'm like, all right, so...
Swag.
So, he go up there, and, so two people go up there and bomb. One person goes up there and...
So the night's not going well.
This night is not going well, and this is his birthday. He went to NIU. I went to NIU. He black. It's all black. I get up in there.
Were the other two comics white?
Yeah.
So like, oh, that's just white people. Like, they gonna like me. He was wrong.
Yeah. And so I get up there and I'm like, yo, I'm like, hey, I talked to him about NIU. Like, growing up, like, I know what it's like. I know what y'all. As a black
kid. I fucked in your dorm room.
Yeah. Yeah. Lincoln, Steve, and all that shit. Grant was the ghetto. They put all the black kids in Grant. And poor white kids. They put them all in Grant. If you came from a trailer park or you
Cosmic
came from
Cam.
You went to Grant. But nah. And so, like, I talked about making them laugh. I'm like, I'm the oldest motherfucker in here. Like, I literally was the oldest motherfucker in this room. And this girl's like, yeah, but you the funniest motherfucker. I do my thing, get off the stage, that there's weed dealers there. Because they're like, hey, Teach, you want to smoke up? Because I've been trying to get that A. So I'm smoking up, da-da-da-da, come back in. This buddy goes up, Mr. Westbrook. He goes up.
You don't have to give it his government.
That's
calm down, Timberland.
I don't know if you know who Russell Westbrook is, because I don't. I know you don't watch sports. But... motherfuckers that watch sports will know who the fuck I'm talking about. Think Andre 3000 corporate.
Right now, right. CEO's going crazy.
Yeah. So, he is. So, this motherfucker gets up there, and he's bombing, right? He's bombing super hard. And so, he's like, the same girl that was like, oh, you the funniest almost said, she goes, hey, just get off the stage. Boo, like, you suck.
Boo!
Like, straight up. And so, he was like, who the fuck said that? Who the fuck said that? He was like, I bet you woke up say it to my face. And she walks up there.
It had to be a chick, too.
She was like, you suck. Get the fuck
off the stage.
Off the stage.
Like, corny, played out. Your rhymes are whack.
So he was like, no, no. So then his homie, this white boy, his homie.
Boom!
He was like, walks up to him, and he's holding the mic hostage. Lil Westbrook is holding the mic hostage. Lil Buddy got it. And so his homie comes up to him. He's like, hey, bro. He says it into the mic. He goes, hey, bro, you're bombing. Just get off the stage. So everybody starts like, hey. And
they start chanting, walk up, Shane. Walk up, Shane.
And motherfuckers is calling them out. They're like, hey, out of wild, get the fuck off the stage.
Oh. Like,
they was like calling him everything. It was like, hey, Neo, get off the fucking stage. Like,
just tore into his soul.
So he up there.
And like, so you, like, your man, mama's whack. I hope you don't have kids.
He was like, hey, man, fuck that bitch. Talking to the girl that was like, yeah, you suck. Get off the stage.
Yeah.
Her name was Erica. And so,
she was a Delta.
Yeah, right? You know, with a throw up that dynasty sign. And so one of the thug dudes that was there, because, you know, at black schools, there's always a black thugs. You know what I'm saying? They always Q-dogs. Q-dogs never stay on campus. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, hey, man, hey, fam, you're not about to talk to her like that, or else you can get your ass beat. All right, so we at a bar, like, on the north side.
This is after the party, the after party?
No, this is a comedy show slash birthday party.
Oh, that's where the fucking show is at?
Yeah.
You're not walking out of here. It's not a back door. You know, I've had to be snuck out of shows before and didn't realize it.
Really?
At Mojo's, like, people would come and get too fucked up, and I would just, like, roast the fuck out of them. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the night, Johnny would be like, hey, man, you gotta go out this other way. There's, like, five guys waiting to beat your ass. They're like, what? Me?
So, bro, they finally get him off the stage. The DJ is like,
boo.
Plays. The host is like, hey, let's reset the room. DJ kick something for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So everybody, so I'm talking with people.
Dancing, turned up.
Turning up. Buddy smoked me up again. Appreciate it. And I go back in. He's like, all right, so I felt like y'all didn't do my homie right. So I'm going to bring him. So he brings him back.
They doubled down. He walked off stage like, fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck this fucking place. You're going to go back up there.
And so then he goes back up there, and people are like, you know what? Since we can't say shit to this motherfucker, we just don't talk. So motherfuckers just talk. So then his girlfriend.
They gave him lunchroom treatment. He said, hey, we're not talking to you. So anyway. Yeah, no, keep talking. I'm not looking at you, though.
Yes, gave his ass the straight lunchroom treatment. And so then his girlfriend get mad. And so she start japping off at the Erica girl. And the Erica girl's like, yo, bitch, I'll beat your ass up in this fucking club. Like, you need to. So he had to get off the stage to grab his chick. And
you
then
people throwing gang signs at him? Hey, bro, GD. BD.
I'm trying to remember where the fuck this shit was at. I think it was a green room or something.
You're gonna make
shit.
Me fuck up my scholarship over this shit. Get off the fucking stage.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lose my grant beating your ass.
Hey, man, we Kappas over here. We Kappas. We Omega Psi Phi, bro. You gotta get the fuck off the stage, bro. We better stop you the fuck out. We're grabbing my iotas and the Malphas.
I don't know what the fuck I would do.
Get the fuck off the state.
Yeah, that's a thing is, like, don't feel like you have to do your time.
Yeah.
Word to all comics. If it ain't going well and you ain't feeling it, just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine.
I also...
Gives back to the room.
I also say this, too, because I see comics do it, and I've done it, and I realize it, and I always pass this along. If you are doing, like... Let's say you doing a kind of like an audition spot, like where they're like, hey, we're going to book you for a weekend and whoop the whoop the bam. We're going to give you, but we're going to give you this 7-minute spot and see how you do. Do your time, not your material. And what I mean by that is that motherfuckers will try to put 15 minutes of material in 7 minutes. That's not going to happen. They know whether or not you're funny through a good 7 minutes of truncated material versus you trying to squeeze 15 minutes into 7 minutes. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So, like, do the fucking... I don't even want to talk workshop shit. Fuck that. Whatever.
No, let me give you my gay advice of the week. Something I thought about the other day. So the easiest joke in the world to write is you just take two random objects and you rectify how they would be together.
Yeah, similes.
Yeah, like you take a toaster and a dildo and you go, you know what sucks about toasters? You can't warm your dildo in it. It's like the easiest joke in the world. Just take two random fucking things.
Yeah.
So a lot of times with my jokes, I'll do one joke and then I'll just abruptly stop and go into something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I think it's funny to just abruptly change topic.
Mm-hmm.
But I have lately been trying to just take the subject of this joke and the subject of this joke and make a bullshit joke about how they go together as a transition.
Yeah, or you know what I've been doing?
10 years into comedy, I've learned transitions.
Yeah, you know what I do though? Like, if I'm switching gears, I'm telling you exactly what I was thinking about to get me to that point. I'm thinking about that. Like, I did that this past week, and it was great, because I did 30. And I was like, yeah, man, you know, like, I smoke weed. And I was out in fucking Wisconsin, and there was people who was like, I was like, no, I know what's going to happen. Like, there's going to be some of you that really do smoke weed, but you're not going to say it because Wisconsin's all small. I start making fun of them, and they just... It just, and I was like, so, and then I go into a joke about me being high. When you have time, it's a lot easier to navigate the transitioning without it being.
You can stretch your legs. You can be playful.
Yeah,
you have some
about
space
shit.
To move around.
Yeah. It's whereas like finding that transition, I don't even. Like, sometimes, if it's, like, a 10 or 15 minutes spot, I'm like, I don't even have time to transition. I'm just punching you in your face the whole fucking time. Fuck it.
So, if you see Kimberly Marion on a marquee, she's going to punch you in the face. She'll be on With Apologies this Sunday.
Yeah. I'm coming for you, CEO. Don't be bitch made, bro. I got your number.
Warriors,
come out and play.
Shout out to Pop Vulture.
You ain't got shit to do.
Check out the ENL's
no
LLC
job.
YouTube channel.
No pussy to attend.
Shout out to the Happy Corner.
You sleeping on Nick's fucking couch.
Frank is coming.
You living an impoverished life. You fucking bum. You are a disgrace to Jamaicans everywhere. Don't you
ever claim.
Don't ever claim your Jamaican Bahamian side. You don't get it. That's all white right there.
You're fat, so.
You will never need to know these if you know verbal judo. All right, you guys. I hope you're all combat ready after that training session. And now I'll give it up for local legend, my friend Ian Ellis.
Yeah, man. One more time for Brian Egerton. He looked like a mouse in heat. You ever do that? You ever pick up a rodent, a gerbil, and turn it on? You clean up a rodent just a little bit, like 12th grade?
They start vibrating. I hope he's not the spokesperson for the police. Because if there's one thing we don't want in a cop, it's a shaky finger. It's not going to go over press-wise in the black community. Oh, he looks nervous. Yeah, we don't like those. Guys, the holidays are coming. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, yeah. Smooching Day. It's terrifying to me because it means small talk is imminent. Coming, I'm going to have to sit down with people and talk to them about their lives. And my family's just not as cool as me. Like, you seem like interesting people, so it's hard for you to talk to normies, right? Oh, you're the people the rest of us are trying to avoid. I figured out what my problem is that most people have a job. They go to work, so their life is scheduled. They know when they're going to work, they know when they're going to sleep. When they're free, they know they can only go so far because they got to work the next day. And that's their plan for a good life. Their solution to get out of this is to do that more. To move up in the ladder of that life. And I have spent my entire life scheming to not have a job. And I think that should be the default way of thinking. Aren't you guys trying to get off these streets? I thought it was 8 Mile. Fuck a job. It's hard for me to engage these people and take their lives seriously. And there's no way I'm explaining what the fuck I'm up to. Oh, you cause mischief on the internet? You should be ashamed of that. Realize you're embarrassing us, right? We're serious people. I love my freedom on the internet, and I have an analogy to explain it. Let me even close out on this. It's a story about a frog. I'm big on frog humor. There's an old monk. He's walking along, and he found a talking frog. And the talking frog was like, "Hey, old man, kiss me on the lips. I'll turn into a beautiful woman, and I'll suck your dick and be your sex slave. I'll deep throat your whole dick and gargle your balls. You'll be knee deep in my delicious pussy. All you gotta do is smooch me." And the old man picked that frog up, and he put it in his pocket, and he kept walking. Eventually, that frog was like, "Hey, old man, we gonna do this? This pussy ain't getting no wetter." The old man was like, "Listen, at my age, a talking frog is more interesting. I haven't figured out how to have a job or not have a job. But my mischief on the internet is a talking frog. At my age, it's more interesting." There's lots of talking frogs out there, and I want you to find yours. So you can have a little bit more freedom in this life. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you guys.
Yeah! One more round of applause for our favorite troll, Ian Ellis. Now we'll put your hands together to my fellow psychonaut.
How's your son? He made the team this year? He say he wasn't tall enough.
The glitter is not gold.
Yeah, we're gonna cook this
on not reality.
That's your new girlfriend. This is family business, and this is for the family that can't be with us. And this is for my cousin locked down. Oh, the answer's in us. This is why I spit it in my song, so sweet like a photo where your granny's pitching out that you're gone. It hit us super hard on Thanksgiving and Christmas. This can't be right. Yeah, you heard the track I did, man. This can't be life. Somebody please say grace so I can save face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a plate. Soul food, know how granny do it. Monkey bread on the side, know how the family do it. When I brought her, why the car had to look all through it. As kids, we used to laugh. Who knew that life would move this fast? Who knew I have to look at you through a glass? And look, you tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business.
All the glitter is not good.
This is for everybody standing with us. Come on, let's take a family Grammy picture. Abby, remember when they ain't believing me? Now she like, see, that's my cousin on TV. Now, we getting it and we gon' make it. And they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite. I can't deny it, I'm a straight rider. But when we get together, be electric sliding. Grandma, get them shook up. Oh, nah, don't open the photo book up. I got a Aunt Ruth that can't remember your name. But I bet them Polaroids will send her down memory lane. You know that one auntie, you don't mean to be rude. But every holiday, nobody eating a food. And you don't wanna stay there, cause them your worst cousins. Got roaches at they crib like them your first cousins. Act like you ain't took a bath with your cousin. Fit three in the bed. If it's six of y'all, I'm talking about three by the head and three by the leg. But you ain't have to tell my girl I used to pee in the bed. Creative way to rhyme without using knives and guns. Keep your nose out the sky, keep your heart to God, and keep your face to the rising sun. All my niggas from the shies, my family dog. And my niggas ain't my guys, they my family dog. I feel like one day you'll understand me, dog. You can still love your man and be manly, dog. You ain't gotta get heated at every housewarming. Sitting here grilling people like George Foreman. My Uncle Ray and Aunt Sheila always performing. Second she storm out, then he storming. Y'all gon' sit down, have a good time this reunion, and drink some wine like communion, and act like everything fine. And if it isn't, we ain't letting everybody in our family business.
Gold, diamond ring,
they don't mean nothing.
All the
glitter
is not gold. Blue is not reality.
All
is what you believe.
Stevie out of jail.